Good morning. Thanks for listening to Fairfield County's refreshing 90.9 FM. Today we are connecting you with Jim Kennedy, who represents Buckeye State Rule, which is a PAC. It's a political action committee. Right now they have 8 members and would love to have others join them. What are you looking for as far as for other people to kind of come alongside you?
Well, I think what we've been saying to everyone, and we've done a few little fundraisers, and obviously we put out some signs that have our message included in them. We have a website, the BuckeyeStateRural.com. That's Buckeye State Rural, all one word. And people can go there and support us, provide donations, but they can also look at that website to see what is the basis of what we're saying. I mean, obviously on a billboard, you're putting up a few words and you try to make those words somewhat provocative so people pay attention to them and hopefully think about these things. But to really understand what our concerns are about healthcare and why we think that voting to support those programs is so crucial, we have a number of researched articles that we've put out there so that people can see what the basis is. And I think folks need to understand that the only way that federal programs or any other programs that you think are important in your community will exist is if you vote for the people that will support them. And all we're asking people to do is think about the things that affect your lives, think about the things that affect your community and make it a better place, and vote consistent with that.
And it's sometimes hard to know where people stand. I know that they put their political agendas out. So what do you recommend people to do to find out more what the person that they're thinking of voting on, where they stand right on issues?
Well, and that's a real good question. And I think the answer 10 years ago might have been a little bit different than the answer today. I'd have to say that back when politicians tended to be a little bit more centrist, then you looked at Democrats and you looked at Republicans and you looked at that individual and what did they stand for and are they going to represent what you want and will they in fact represent you in the Congress in particular, which is what we're talking about. But today it is a little bit different because parties seem to have very strong ideologies and they go those directions. And almost regardless of who the person is, it's kind of the party that drives these things. So that's why our message has been as direct as it is. We believe at this point in time, if you care about Social Security and Medicare, if you care about Medicaid, which fortunately our governor expanded in the state, which added over 700,000 people who can get health care because of the Medicaid expansion, if you believe those things are important, along with a variety of other things like food stamps, if you believe in those things, then you have to vote for people that are going to support those.
Right. Well, let's talk about the food stamp issue. We shared a little bit about health care, and Buckeye State Rural, by its name, you're concerned about the rural communities and how these issues affect them. So we talked a little bit about health care. What about food stamps?
Okay, food stamps was sort of a second issue. We have an article out on our website about the food stamp issue and the various complexities around it. But just sort of in a nutshell, the food stamp program, which is now called Supplemental Nutrition Assistance, is part of the Farm Bill. And also part of the Farm Bill is the agricultural subsidies, which in our District 15 rural counties, excluding Franklin, we get like 15% of the total subsidies across the state in those counties, and the population is like 5%. So it's significant. So the Farm Bill has the agricultural subsidies in it.
And what is that exactly?
Basically, there's corn subsidies or subsidies for specific crops that basically assist farmers
to help them grow.
Yes, with all the ebb and flow that farming requires. It provides support for them. And one of the things that it then does is it allows farmers to, in essence, give food to needy people. There's a because they're both together in the Farm Bill, it tends to be something that gets a lot of bipartisan support.
For instance, I know that some farms bring in real crops to the, you know, like community mm-hmm. action, and people yeah. on assistance or not on assistance can go and get that stuff for free. And
right.
so they kind of have a partnership there somehow.
Right. They do that. And the various food banks do wonderful work all through our congressional district. But those food banks tend to fill holes,
mm-hmm.
you know, for people to have adequate nutrition on a day-to-day basis and for kids to have the nutrition they need to succeed in school and to be healthy. The food stamp program has really fit that, has mm-hmm. really done a wonderful job for people needing that nutrition assistance. And I think what people miss is that a large, large number, I knew the figure at one point, but don't right now, but a large number of people on food stamps are actually employed people. They're people who are just not able to have a job that gives them a complete living wage. And without food stamps, they can't exist, and their family can't.
And I don't know if the school food programs are tied into that as well, because I know a large percentage of our children that go to public schools are right. getting free lunches and free breakfast even.
They do, and that's been also a really important part of all of this, so that at least we know when we get kids into their public facility, we know that those kids are going to have decent nutrition and are going to be able to perform in school.
So how does this then affect, you know, what is the issue that you're wanting people to understand about the food stamp program?
Yeah. Our concern right now is that the farm bill for next year is under discussion right now. And a couple of things that have been mentioned, probably the most important to us is that there's some talk about trying to move the SNAP program out of the farm bill and separate them from these farm subsidies. Well, the problem with that is that they are kind of mutually supportive programs. They fit together very much. And that is why they've had such good bipartisan support. For years and years, have been together.
So you're afraid if they separate them?
If they separate it, I think it's going to denigrate both.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It will.
Gotcha. So, and then the last issue, which we have like 1 minute to share about, is the, tax cuts and how.
I think the tax cuts are kind of underneath all of this, and, you know, people have various viewpoints about the tax cuts, and there were a lot of different things said about them when they were originally passed. But the thing I think that most people were told, and this bill was rushed through pretty quickly, but what most people were told was that the tax cuts would pay for themselves. Well, I think our history has been that's almost never happened. When the big tax cuts in the 80s happened under Ronald Reagan, and then the tax cuts by George Bush occurred, they've never really paid for themselves, because trickle-down economy doesn't really work that well. In truth, for the economy to grow, people who spend and buy things are the ones that kind of need the money, not the real rich people who don't have to do that. So the tax cuts pretty quickly migrated to, oh, we need to look at these programs. We need to cut some of these programs because now we're going to have a horrible deficit.
Mm.
Well, the estimate of the deficit is now like $1.5 trillion that we're going to end up with over the 10 years. So the House bill that just came out, passed by the Republicans in the House, is basically looking at over $400 billion of Medicare cuts over the next 10 years, $4 billion of Social Security cuts, and cuts to Medicaid and changing ineligibility status and all these kinds of things to these programs. It's it really needs to stop there.
Yeah.
We cannot lose these programs.
Well, share with us, Jim, because we are out of time. Jim Kennedy with the Buckeye State Rule is with us today. Share where people can get more education on these issues.
Well, I think we really want people to go to the BuckeyeStateRural.com. That's our website. That's where we have all the articles that kind of back up with the details of what we've been talking about. And if you do agree with our message and you would want to help us get that out, donations can be made at the website.
Very good. And you can get a hold of somebody there as well if you want to join in the action, we should say. Jim, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing about the Buckeye State Rule and the issues that you guys are addressing.
Thanks a lot for having me.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to Doug Clark about See You at the Pole. It's almost time for those students to be gathering around their flagpoles for prayer here on Fairfield County's Refreshing 90.9 FM.